In verse 16, we have what's called a participial phrase that modifies the main verb, walk. This is how you're to walk in a careful manner. He says, making the most of your time. How unwise it would be for you and me to walk in such a way that we do not make the most of our time. We would be foolish to just live our life without making the most of your time. In the Greek language, as many of you know, there are two different words that are used for time. One is chronos, from which we derive the English word chronology, or chronological chart. It refers to a measure of time. I'm 64 years old, and so on a timeline of my life, I was born 64 years ago, and I have now occupied this amount of space here upon the earth. That is chronos time. A watch tells you what the chronos is. But that's not the word that Paul uses here when he says making the most of your time. It's a different word that is far more specific and far more strategic. It is the word kainos, which refers to specific, limited, passing opportunities within the chronos. They are moments. They are times when a door swings open. And it will only be open for a limited amount of time. And then that door will close and you will never have this opportunity again. For example, a father who has young children at home. You'll never have this opportunity again. You may have more years to your life. You may have more chronos, but you'll never have this kainos again. You'll never have this specific season as a father with your children sitting at your feet at home and the influence that you can bring to bear upon their life. It'll be different 5 years from now. And what Paul is saying, make the most of your time, literally in the Greek, and your translation may well have it in the King James. Redeeming the time. Buying up the time is a more literal translation. In other words, these opportunities are for sale only right now. And it will not be for sale tomorrow. And if you are to buy it, you must buy it now. And there is a sense of urgency about the immediacy of this moment. And there are things that you and I can only do now that you will not be able to do 5 years from now. There are some things you will not be able to do this time next week that must be done now, today. And so if you are to walk with wisdom, you cannot pass up these opportunities, these seasons to buy now, this moment. So he says, you must make the most of your time. You must redeem this opportunity. I'll never be 64 years old again. You will never be whatever it is you are right now. And there are things that you must do now. And a wise man lives his or her Christian life with a sense of the immediacy of the moment now.